From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military has carried out an operation in Syria overnight to evacuate soldiers guarding the tomb of Süleyman Şah, the grandfather and founder of the Ottoman Empire. Turkish officials say tanks and other heavy weaponry entered Syria through the border city of Kobani. The officials say the mission was successful with the troops back to Turkey. They note that one soldier was killed in the incident. The Turkish prime minister said the tomb will be moved to a different site in Syria close to the Turkish border. Turkey's government said last year that the Islamic State militants were advancing on the tomb, which is guarded by several dozen Turkish soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama has promoted the value of free trade deals to the U.S. public, saying they will make American businesses more successful and competitive in the 21st century economy.
Now, I'm the first to admit that past trade deals haven't always lived up to the hype. And that's why we've successfully gone after countries that break the rules at our workers' expense. But that doesn't mean we should close ourselves off from new opportunities and sit on the sidelines while other countries write our future for us. We should seize those opportunities. We should make sure the future is written by us.
Mr. Obama made the comments in his weekly Saturday address. A river ferry carrying about 100 passengers is capsized in central Bangladesh. A rescue operation is underway. Fire department officials say the ferry was reportedly hit by a cargo vessel crossing the Padma River Sunday afternoon. VOA News. Yemen's ousted president Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi rejected Saturday the Shiite rebel takeover of the country's capital and government. It came in a statement read out on television's channel Al Jazeera after he left the capital of Sana'a. Mr. Hadi had issued the statement under the title of president in an apparent retraction of his resignation last month after the Houthi rebels seized the presidential palace. In a statement, Mr. Hadi declared all steps taken by Houthis illegitimate and called on them to release top officials in his government from house arrest. Mr. Hadi had been under house arrest himself before fleeing to his hometown of Aden on Saturday in the country's south. There are conflicting reports as to whether he escaped or the Houthis let him go. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution early this week demanding the Houthis restore the Sana'a government. The new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the United States is rethinking details of its counterterrorism mission in Afghanistan, including whether to slow down the withdrawal of U.S. troops. On his first trip abroad since becoming Pentagon chief early this week, Carter made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan on Saturday, where he told reporters the United States is reassessing counterterrorism needs in the country. He said the issue is on the agenda when Afghan President Ashraf Ghani visits Washington next month. He says the peace process, meanwhile, President Ghani says the peace process is a work in progress.
The grounds for peace have never been better in the last 36 years. Our approach is productive. We are hopeful that categorical answers in a peace process are dangerous. The questions are under consideration. The direction is positive. We cannot make premature announcements.
Carter said he is in Afghanistan to assess how to ensure long-term success of the U.S. mission there. China summoned India's ambassador over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to a disputed border region in the Himalayas. Modi on Friday visited the northeastern Indian state of Arunachal Pradesh. It's an immense territory that China claims part of it, the Tibet region. Modi marked the 28th anniversary of Arunachal Pradesh being declared a state. Coca-Cola's largest bottler in Mexico has temporarily suspended operations in the capital of the embattled state of Guerrero after attacks on its workers and trucks. Alma Beltran is a spokesman for Coca-Cola. She says the decision to stop supplying Chilpancingo is to guarantee the safety of the personnel. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.